May God's grace, His peace, His abundant, rich mercy be yours in Christ Jesus, the rock upon which we stand. Amen. Please pray with me. Gracious Lord, open our ears to hear Your blessed word and open our hearts to believe Your word. Send Your Holy Spirit upon Your church, upon us, to grant us understanding, knowledge, and great faith. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It is Reformation Sunday, and on Reformation Sunday, we shout three words, among many others. We boldly shout three words. Do you know what they are? We shout with Luther, "Here I..." You don't know it, do you? Maybe we got to stand up for this. Go ahead, stand up for a moment. We boldly shout with Luther, "Here I stand." One more time. "Here I stand." You can be seated for the rest of the sermon. The year was 1521. The occasion was the Diet of Worms in Germany. The room, the meeting place, was packed full. The emperor was there, Charles V was there in all his royal garb. Soldiers were all around him. The Catholic leaders were there, the Roman Catholic leaders were there. And there in the middle was a table. And on the table sat the writings, the books, and so forth of Martin Luther. And Luther was looked at in the eye. And the questioner asked him, "Martin Luther, will you recant? Will you take it back? Will you recant?" And what did Martin Luther boldly say, as empowered by the Holy Spirit? He replied, "Unless I be instructed and convinced with evidence from the Holy Scriptures, or with open, clear, and distinct grounds of reasoning, then I cannot and will not recant, because it is neither safe nor wise to act against conscience." Then he added, "Here I stand. I can do no other. God help me. Amen." The cry of Reformation is, "Here I stand. I stand on the gospel of Jesus Christ. I stand on the grace of God. I stand on the fact that a man is justified by faith apart from observing the law. I stand on the promises of God's word. Here I stand. Excommunicate me, kill me. May there be trials and tribulations. Take away everything that I have, but here I stand on my God." That's the cry of Luther of 500 years ago over in Germany. And what is the cry of First Lutheran Church and the cry of you as an individual today? Sadly, many Christians, rather than shouting, "Here I stand," say something like, "Here I speculate." Is that your cry today? "Here I speculate"? Doesn't sound very good for Reformation, does it? Maybe God loves me, maybe He doesn't. Maybe God forgives me my sin, maybe He doesn't. Maybe I'm going to heaven, maybe I'm not. Can't really be sure. Maybe God is for me, maybe He's against me. I don't really know. It's all theory, it's all speculation. How can I possibly know? Here I speculate. Luther speculated for many, many years. He wondered for many years, "Have I done enough to please God? Have I repented enough? Have I confessed enough of my sins? Have I done enough to please my God and be saved and go to heaven?" He speculated. He wondered. It burdened him. Then, of course, by the grace of God, Luther read the Bible. He studied the Scriptures, Psalms, Galatians, Romans, which we read. And he learned that the Christian life is not maybes. The Christian life is not maybes. The Christian life is one of mercy, the unending mercy of God. Jesus was born. Jesus lived. Jesus died. Jesus rose. There is forgiveness of sins, not a maybe, but a fact. It's the mercy of God. There is eternal life for all who would repent and believe. There is salvation, not a theory, not speculation, but a fact. Jesus has died and saved the world. It's right there. It's a fact. The gospel lesson today says it very well. We said this three or four times after each reading. Say with me again, "If you abide in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Not if you abide my word, you'll know a theory that you might wonder about. But you'll know the truth of salvation in Jesus, and that truth will truly set you free. You know, NBC on their national newscast, I think last week, did a poll of how the various nations feel about America. What do the nations out there think about America? Do they like us or not? And you know kind of the answers. Pakistan, the people of Pakistan, only 22% of the people in Pakistan favor America. 22% of Egyptians favor America. 42% of Spaniards favor America. Only 30% of Turkish people like America. And what about Germany? Come on, Germans. 31% of Germans favor or like America. The conclusion, America's not liked a whole lot or favored a whole lot by the world. Well, that's not the question of life, is it? In the end, does it matter a whole lot? Yes, it does, kind of, maybe. The question is this. Does God favor America and Germany and Spain and Antarctica and Russia and all the other nations? Does God like us? Does God favor us? And the gospel of Jesus Christ, His life, death, and resurrection proclaimed to us, God favors us. To what degree? 100% of the time God favors us. We are justified by faith in Jesus, not halfway justified, not three-quarters justified, not one-quarter justified, but we are justified, meaning we're made right with God. We're pleasing to God. God favors us. God's on our side through faith in Jesus. May we not say here, I speculate. The gospel is the truth. We're justified. We're favored 100% of the time through Christ who died and rose. That church also could perhaps shout today, here I sit. Here I sit and do nothing and let somebody else do it. What if Luther sat and did nothing? Well, I know all these doctrines. I know the truth, but I don't want to create any waves. I'll just keep quiet. Let somebody else cause a reformation. Let somebody else speak the truth. Let somebody else share the gospel because I'm a little too scared. There's a temptation on Reformation Sunday for Lutherans. The temptation is that we come to the house of God and we hear wonderful music, incredible instrumentals that we've had today, and organ and choir and singing, wear red. Think about the 95 Theses of October 31, 15, 17. Think about the Diet of Worms. Recall the Lutheran history. All that's very good to do. And then go down and eat a meal after church today and celebrate justified by faith. It's all very good to do, but the temptation is that we all eat a nice meal and go home and do nothing. Well, that was a nice Reformation day. Wonder what we'll do next year. There was a man I heard on the news last week. He won, I believe, $400 from a restaurant. You know what he did to win $400 from a restaurant? You know what he did? This guy's my hero. He ate a hamburger in 4 hours and 39 minutes. And he had to eat the hamburger within 5 hours. But he ate it in 4 hours and 39 minutes. You know how big this hamburger was? It was a 20-pound hamburger. Not really my hero. Not even I could do that. And it just was an example of me when I heard that. I said, what in the world? 20-pound hamburger? Just another illustration of America. Of many of us, we're gluttons, not just for hamburgers, but for money. Give me more, more money, more stuff, more possessions, more food, more of this, more of that. Oh, the economy is so bad, but I still want more and more and more. And as we have all this stuff, what do we tend to do? We sit and do nothing. And then we complain that we don't have so much, so we got to go out and get some more. I mean, you can do that in the church too, just stuff it in, stuff in the Word of God, take the sacrament and go home and do nothing. May we not say, here I sit. Thirdly, we could shout today, here I shake. Here I shake with fear. It's a big, bad, scary world out there. There's enemies out there. There's war. There's terrorists. There's a bad economy. There's crime, sin, immorality, false doctrine, false religions, heresies all over the place. Here I shake with fear. Find me a hole somewhere to go crawling because I'm so afraid. I'm one against many. Dear friends, if we are shaking in fear and we're afraid to stand up for the gospel, then we need to hear again the wonderful words of our opening hymn, the hymn of the Reformation. What's the hymn of the Reformation? A wimpy weakling is our God. How can he possibly help us? Is that what we sang? What we sang? A mighty fortress is our God. A trusty shield and weapon. It is evil out there. There is evil. But our God is good. And he's overcome evil in the death and resurrection of Jesus. There is war out there. But we have peace with God through the blood of Christ. There is false teaching, heresies, false religions all over the place. But we have the truth of the gospel here that ever shines. Our sins are forgiven through the blood of Jesus Christ. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. May we not gather today as Christians and say, here I sit, here I shake, here I speculate. May that not be the cry of the church. May we shout what? Here I stand. Stand up for the rest of the sermon. It's hard to sit when you say, here I stand. Don't worry, it's just about over. Go ahead and stand up. We're going to shout, here I stand. It's best that we stand. We stand on what? We stand on the forgiveness of sins. We stand on the gospel of Jesus Christ. We stand on the promises of God's word. We stand on our baptism where he washed us. We stand on Holy Communion where he gives us the body and blood of Christ. We stand on the Word of God. And so I'm going to share with you 10 Bible verses that pertain to the Reformation. We all know the Ten Commandments, which is good to memorize, the law. Why not memorize the gospel that much more? So I have 10 Reformation verses. We've heard many of these already today. And after each one, we're going to shout, here I stand. This is what we stand on. Not my opinions, not my ideas, not the ideas of the world, but on the Word of God that is forever sure and eternal. Number one, Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. And the church shouts, here I stand. Psalm 46. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And the church shouts, here I stand. Romans 3. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from observing the law. And the church shouts, here I stand. Romans 1. I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. First for the Jew, then for the Gentile. And we shout, here I stand. Romans 8. If God is for us, who can be against us? And we shout, here I stand. Ephesians 2, 8, 9, great Reformation text. For by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, lest any man should boast. And the church shouts, here I stand on the grace of God. Galatians, or John 8, the gospel. If the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. And the church shouts, here I stand. And Galatians, Luther's favorite epistle. The righteous shall live by what? The righteous shall live by faith. And we shout, here I stand. And also from Galatians. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. And we shout, here I stand. And number 10, John 3:16. The gospel in a nutshell sums up everything. Say it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And we shout, here I stand. May we stand this day in faith on the Word of God and one day stand forever with Luther and all the saints in paradise. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen. Let's confess our faith.